Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the other host, Mom.
Mom, me.
How are you doing, Mommy?
I'm good.
I have to ask you, why is your profile picture on Facebook a dying chicken?
Did you look on my roof right now?
I see it now.
Okay.
So, yes. Explain.
So, they're called flinging chickens, and they're these little rubbery things that cut. You know the hands you throw against the wall, and they crawl down the wall?
Splat hands, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing, kind of, sort of. And I was...
There's an airplane overhead.
Playing.
It's okay.
With bake up and
you're playing my grandsons. With your grandkids.
Because Duncan loves to shoot rubber bands. At 1 year old, he knows how to shoot
okay,
a rubber band.
Okay, so you were playing with this rubber
so
chicken
we're playing
spot
with
hand.
The chicken.
Great.
And we were shooting it at the roof.
So it got stuck on the roof. Why is it your profile picture on Facebook?
Because it reminded me of the boys giggling and having fun.
Okay.
Good
I
times.
Saw that this morning and I was literally, what in the world is this?
Well, it's fun. It reminds me of good times. So.
Okay. Your profile picture's for you.
100% always.
All right. It's not for the rest of the world. It's
and
for
I'm
you.
And I'm waiting for it to drop. It's been 2 days
it
now.
It is hanging. It's looking straight down at the ground.
And you know, the boy sat there for a good solid 10 minutes waiting for it to fall on him. So it was a great way to
entertain them.
And
that's smart.
Entertain.
Dad once handed an orange to one of them and was like, peel this. And he's like, about 20 minutes of distraction right there. Free entertainment. That's
right.
What my dad calls it. Well, I'm glad it entertains you, Mom.
It does.
All right. Let's, there's a happy update.
Yay.
You know the same-sex couple penguins from Sydney that they gave
yes.
an egg
yes.
to hatch? It hatched.
Isn't that sweet?
It's a healthy little penguin now.
A healthy little penguin.
They're a little cute little family of love.
Yeah. That breed of penguin, just both male and female, have a
you
strong...
You say penguin to emphasize the Gwen in it. I love it.
Penguin.
You're just like penguin.
The penguins.
Sorry.
Both male and female have... this just desire inside them to parent.
Well, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Love
it. I was reading all about those little guys.
You were interested in them?
I was very interested.
During Christmas time, I'm switching it to my mom in the penguin part. Everyone thinks that you love penguins because your name has Gwen in it, but you're obsessed with snowmen when it comes to Christmas
snowmen,
time.
Yes.
Snowmen are cute.
They're adorable.
They're really cute.
And I may, you know, if we lived in the snow, maybe I wouldn't like snowmen as much. I don't know. But
well,
I'm,
yeah. Because yeah. you wouldn't. You know,
and you and Rachel made the cutest little snowman on our Antana 1 year. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. It snowed in the mountains of Santa Barbara for
yeah,
like a minute.
Our little 4,000-foot mountains.
Yeah. So we would drive up there and you'd have about maybe...
half an hour.
Yeah.
Quick, before it melts.
We made a little snowman. I've made a couple little snowmen in my life.
Yeah.
Whenever I visit the snow, it's like, I got to do it.
You have to.
And then people who live in the snow are probably like, I hate snowmen.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. We will move on to the news. Of course, we're going to start with some sad news. 11 people are dead after a piece of crap racist came in and shot up a synagogue.
Very sad.
Just, I hate it. Mm-hmm. It's I can't even. One of them was a 97-year-old woman who survived the Holocaust, and she was murdered in the U.S. for being Jewish. Yeah. That is absolutely disgusting. Yep. Go vote November 6th. Early voting has started in a lot of places. And our piece of crap president said it's not because of gun laws. If the people in there had guns, it wouldn't have happened. So he blamed the victims for not being gun owners in a place of worship.
Unbelievable.
And like, just absolutely disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting.
It is.
Just go vote. Go make a change in the world. Another thing, I guess a positive on a negative thing, is they arrested the man who sent all those suspicious packages, which were bombs. They were bombs. So they've arrested him. He was a man in his 50s, a registered Republican. And something that has to do with the internet, though, he tweeted a bunch of threatening things to people, and people have reported him before this even happened.
Really?
And Twitter was like, no, he hasn't violated any Twitter rules, when they were threats to people's lives.
Oh.
And so now that he has been in the news, people like resurfaced the stuff, and they're like, right. I reported this, and this was Twitter's response. So now Twitter's like, oh my god, we apologize, because it was clear the person was like, the guy, he was like, watch your back when you leave your house, I'm going to murder you. That's basically what the tweet said. And Twitter was like, he hasn't violated any rules when he was threatening life. And so Twitter's like, we're making strides to be safer. I'm so sorry. They're like, they clearly messed up.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's good. Great.
If I've reported someone for that kind of thing, I will send it like 10 times.
Yeah.
20 times just to get their attention.
Yeah.
It's not their fault that they didn't do it. It's not the people who tweeted. Wait.
It's say it.
Not the people who reported him's fault. That's not what I'm saying.
No. It's Twitter, but right.
Well, and it's the man who
did but Twitter should have deleted the tweets and or suspended his account,
right?
Or should they be? They should be reporting this stuff to police,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Is that not? Does that? I don't even think that happens. But like when someone's, I think it gets. I don't know. I don't even think Twitter reports it. But like kids who are like, I'm going to kill people at my school, because do you realize how many school shootings have happened in the past month that just no one talks about anymore, because it's just so common that it's like a car crash happened. Like, it's so common, no one reports on it anymore, which is absolutely, like, I don't understand. Other countries have shown that stricter gun laws work. Anyway. So Twitter needs to get on that.
Yeah.
We just need more love in the world.
We do.
And
go be nice to somebody and spread some
vote.
Love.
Vote.
And vote.
It
vote
does.
Responsibly.
Vote responsibly.
Research what you're voting on.
Yes. I'm very excited. I have been researching a lot of what I'm voting on, and I'm very glad I am.
Good.
Because I was starting to fall for commercials I saw.
No, boy.
Don't fall
tricky.
For commercials.
Don't.
Also,
don't.
Think about, Christopher and I said this. There's this prop going around, like a something we're voting on in the upcoming elections. It's Prop 8 or whatever, and I kept seeing, like, so hard, the commercials were like, say no, you're gonna kill lives if you don't vote no. And then I talked to some friends, like, have you read up on it? I was like, no, I was actually gonna read up on it because I wanted to know. And they were like, yeah, it's not that. It's people trying to protect their money. It's people who can pay for all these commercials are just really rich people who want to keep their money. So they just start saying, hey.
Not good.
So don't believe commercials and just go based off that. Do your research. Yeah. See what's behind it.
Yeah.
And vote responsibly. Yeah. That is No, don't just vote. Vote responsibly. Yeah.
Yes.
A positive thing. Scientists figured out a way to make bricks out of urine. Yes.
Ew.
It's actually a really good thing.
Really?
So it's made up of urine, sand, and bacteria. So because I know. Because bricks originally have to be baked in a high temperature kiln, which makes it, like, you know, more expensive and harder for places.
It's hard to find real bricks. Bricks.
So these scientists in South Africa created these bricks, and then you just combine all this stuff together, the ingredients, and then you let nature, and you let it cake naturally at room temperature.
Really?
So then you don't have to have a kiln, and it's way cheaper and way better for the environment. Like, it's way cost effective. So
there's something to do with your used urine.
Yeah. But also, it's great. It's cheaper and more environmentally friendly. So,
but does it smell?
I don't know. But also, I just saw a picture of scientists holding it with their bare hands, and I was just like, there's just pee. You're holding pee. I feel like people aren't going to want their houses made of pee.
Well, especially if they get it from someone who's just had asparagus. Or,
right. There's also
vitamins make them bright yellow.
The kind you used to take.
Right. The kind I used to take. Yes.
Some weird vitamins. But yeah, so good news. It's good news. It's good news.
Okay.
More good. Well, not good news, but what happened was bad, but the results, it was a good response. Megyn Kelly, who was a talk show host, defended blackface on live television because we were talking about Halloween costumes, and she defended blackface. She's like, I don't see what's wrong with it. And it was just a bunch of white people talking about it, and she was just like, I think it's fine. Well, she's unlikely to return to her show.
I think so.
So that's good news.
I think so.
Because you can't.
No.
And just later she was like, I realize now what I said was incorrect. I'm like, no, you realize your publicist told you to say this. Because clearly you were wholeheartedly defending blackface. Something that's been just offensive to many, many people.
Yes.
And it was meant to be offensive and to make white people laugh originally. So I'm glad that she's unlikely to return to her show.
Yes.
In other good news, we have a sponsor for today.
Woo!
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Sponsor, sponsor, sponsor.
Yeah.
Lola tampons are what we are sponsored by today. They are an all organic cotton tampon, which is amazing. And they also have other things. Lola is the company. They have pads, liners, cleansing wipes, and in case you're not into tampons. But you don't use tampons. You don't use anything anymore, Mom.
Menopause. Thank you so much.
You've gone through menopause.
I went through the change.
I survived
on the other side. My kids might not agree during the time it was happening.
No, you survived. It wasn't a fun transition.
No.
You go through things.
Brutal. It's like puberty, but backwards.
Anyway, I still use tampons.
Yeah.
But when you use tampons, you never knew what they were made out of, did you?
No, I just cared that they worked.
Yeah.
Because we weren't very environmentally
friendly or
bright.
Or yes. But now we're starting to figure out the FDA doesn't require tampons to list what's in their tampons.
Oh my goodness.
So they can be, they're made of like mystery fibers.
Mystery fibers.
It's mystery fibers made of like synthetic stuff. And they don't have to specify. And they're filled with harsh chemicals like dyes and fragrances, but Lola tampons, they're 100% organic cotton. Nice. And they're completely transparent. Everything they put in any of their products, they completely list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all natural. They don't use synthetic stuff that's really bad for you, because they actually care about our bodies.
Yeah.
It's a company founded by women for women. So
nice.
They actually care.
They know what the product is for.
Yes.
And what would benefit other women.
Exactly. So that not only do they care about our bodies, but they actually care about the environment. They offer environmentally friendly non-applicator tampons, as well as the BPA-free plastic applicator tampons. So I like the plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are totally fine with the non-applicator ones.
Right.
But the Lola ones I like because they're small.
They look very small.
My mom, I showed it to my mom. You stop using tampons before this happened. They're like half the size of a normal tampon, but they expand to be a normal size tampon.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite.
They're tiny.
They're tiny because they fit in your purse or your backpack better. Or you don't even realize this when you're at school. Well, you've never realized.
I hid them in my sock.
Yeah. You have to hide. You don't have to hide them. You don't have to. But some
just
people
raise
like
your
to be,
hand with a tampon in it.
Yeah,
and
the teacher's gonna let you go to the bathroom if you do that. But some people don't like to wave around their tampon, so it's easier to hide it when it's smaller. I always put it up my sleeve.
I did that when it was cold. Otherwise, it went in my sock, and I had them lined up in my sock for the whole day, so I didn't have to.
Wow, look at you!
Try to
little Girl Scout.
Shove them in there
You're prepared
later.
For everything.
I was so prepared.
Anyway. This is a subscription-based tampon company. The Lola products are subscription-based.
Oh,
and it's completely customizable. So you can choose the products, which absorbency level, because you know, we all have a different flow.
That's right.
Well, all of our periods are different. So you have to customize your things. You can customize the number of boxes, and you can add the frequency of deliveries.
Deliveries.
So you can say how often you want it to happen. I have people that I have friends that have periods like every 3 months, and some who have it like every 3 weeks.
Wow.
Every
it's
period.
Different.
It's different. Yeah. So this is great that it's totally customizable.
And now you don't have to send your man to the store to get them for you.
Yes, exactly. And you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time, which I think is great because sometimes I'm like, oh, my period didn't come. I don't need next month's tampons.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah, it is. That's all. Tampons are something I always forget to buy at the store.
Yes.
It's literally like I run out, but then my period stops and I'm like, oh, great. I don't need to buy them.
Yeah.
But then the next month.
That's right.
Then when the period comes, I'm still out of tampons. Yep. So that's what I love. And if this didn't convince you of it being all natural, organic, 100% cotton, it can be environmentally friendly. It's BPA free. It has no chemicals, no dyes, no fragrances. If that didn't all convince you, maybe this will. You'll get 40% off.
Whoa!
When you subscribe, if you go to mylola.com and enter all things internet in caps, you'll get 40% off when you subscribe. Also, this is a cool thing. I really like this company. They're not only caring about our bodies, but also the environment, but also there's a dog barking.
What are the odds on our broadcast?
For every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
Yes.
I feel like this is a company we should get behind.
I think so, too.
So, again, visit MyLola, that's MYLOLA.com, and enter all things internet in caps to get 40% off when you subscribe. So, that's all for that.
Fantastic.
I'm proud to be sponsored by them.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Thank you, Lola. Another amazing thing has happened, Mom.
Tell me.
John Legend and Pentatonix have both come out with Christmas albums, and they dropped them this week, and I love them.
I heard a little bit of the John Legend one. Sounds pretty good.
I love it. They're both very different albums, mm-hmm. but both great. They both have original songs and just remixes of the classics. Pentatonix has released theirs on YouTube, so you can listen to it there.
Oh, fantastic.
John Legend's, I'm pretty sure you got to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I bought both, you know. I got to support. I like him. In unfortunate news.
Uh-oh.
I was invited to VidCon US, and I'm going. And VidCon decided to use my Twitter profile picture as the picture representing me on the VidCon website. And it's when I walk out to panels, that's what's going to be above. Because that's it. They have asked me for stock photos, and I've sent them to them. Of like photos of me that to use my headshots or whatever to use. And for the past two VidCons, those are the photos they've used. So I don't know why all of a sudden this year they never asked me for new photos. They just took my Twitter profile. Colleen thinks it's hilarious. She's
well,
like,
it is funny.
And because it definitely sets me apart from everyone else.
Yes, it does.
You look through the list of people at VidCon and you're like, beautiful headshot, aesthetic. What is this? Which pretty much describes me. So I'm not even actually that mad about it.
Good.
But I thought that picture was for the Twitter fam only.
Yeah.
And it's like, someone said it's like famous birthdays all over again. Did you ever see that? On famous birthdays, this website that just tells you celebrities' birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly run by someone who's a YouTube fan. Because like, they also rank celebrities. And like, they'll have
I've seen that. Yeah,
YouTuber way above like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, he's a little bit more famous. But anyway, they asked me for a picture and I just never responded because mm-hmm. I didn't really care. So they found the ugliest photo of me that they possibly could, because apparently, and they asked Jessica for it too. They texted, they emailed Jessica and they saw her at VidCon and they're like, we're for Ava's birthdays. We need a picture for Rachel. And Jessica literally went, Google her name and go to Google Images. And they, for years, they kept this ugly picture of me up. And I wasn't going to reach out to them. I was like, no, that's what they want.
Yeah.
And so I think I mentioned it on Twitter on a live stream. And so everyone tweeted at them. And they finally changed it. Oh, Blaze, what is it you doing?
He's tearing apart the rug that I made.
Leave it. Oh, I'm a dog. Anyway, they finally changed they kept the picture on famous birthdays, but they added another one. And I think that's what VidCon is doing to me. I don't know why, though, because I responded to VidCon. Huh. I've never shaded them. I like them. And I'm okay with it, though. It's funny. Another funny thing that happened is Jack Films. He's a YouTuber. He's hilarious. He created the best Halloween costume I've ever seen, and it's an apology video. So he made a cutout mm-hmm. of making it look like when you put your head in the hole that it's a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And it says, my apology or I'm sorry at the bottom is the title. And he's crying with some tissues in his hand. It's hilarious because every YouTuber lately has had to make an apology video for something because people haven't been the best people. And so I think it was the funniest.
That's great.
It's original. It's original, man. I'm sure some people were offended by it, but I thought it was hilarious. Okay, now Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat. I haven't looked at you for months.
Exactly. And so they have decided to put a new long-form sci-fi thriller on its Discover tab in hopes it will attract users to return.
Nope.
That's literally what I have in my notes.
Oh, really?
And you didn't even look. It was just says nope. Yeah. So, and brands always ask me, what are your Snapchat numbers? What are your numbers like on Snapchat? Because they asked you what your numbers are on different platforms. And I'm like, why did you? Why?
Yeah.
Don't advertise on Snapchat. That's a dead platform. What are you doing? Clearly, I don't want to work with a brand that does that because you're stuck in the past. It's all about podcasts now.
Podcast.
MyLolo.com. Promo code all things internet. Snapchat, they need to do something, but I don't think a long form sci-fi thing is going to work.
No.
I don't know. This is probably why we haven't heard anything in Instagram news in a while, because they have nothing to steal from Snapchat anymore. We haven't had Instagram news since October 9th. That was the last time they posted any Instagram news, and we were getting something every week.
Yeah.
They haven't posted anything in a while.
Huh.
Instagram, you're gonna die off if you don't post something new.
Yeah.
But don't drastically change your platform like Snapchat
did.
No, please
don't.
That's what they're scared of.
Yep.
Twitter needs to do something. Twitter hasn't done anything in a while. They said they were working on an edit button, or they said noted.
Noted?
Noted. Someone was like tweeted, we need an edit button, and they said noted. But they've noted that for a long time, and they still haven't done it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, the reason they haven't done it is because someone could say, like, I love puppies, and everyone favored it, and then they change it to I hate puppies, and then everyone looks like they favorited that tweet. I'm like, but Facebook's had an edit button, as has Instagram, and that's never been an issue.
Right.
And also, you can unlike things and retweet things.
Yeah.
And also, screenshots. If you're really paranoid about it, you can screenshot whatever you like or retweet.
Yes.
So you have the original receipts. Facebook actually has it where you can see the original post.
Huh.
So it says edited in the corner if something's been edited, so you can look at what it's been edited from.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, so that is one way to prevent it. So you can be like, look, it has been edited.
Ah, okay.
In what originally said this. And what I've always been annoyed by it on Facebook because I'm like, no, don't show people what I originally typoed, man. I edited my typo.
Yes.
But I do think it is it's a safe way to be like, that's what it originally was, so you can't get mad at people if someone changed it and it says something else now.
Yeah.
So that's all. Twitter, get on it. Instagram, have some news. Snapchat, stop trying. There's all my social medias. So what happened on Friday was the longest playoff game in World Series history.
Right?
For those of you who don't know, most baseball games have 9 innings.
Yes.
And this one went to 18. 18
two
innings.
Games.
It was 2 games long.
Yep.
It was the longest in time-wise and the longest in inning times in World Series history. It was on Friday. I fell asleep at inning 14, and I woke up to the Dodgers cheering because the Dodgers won. It was the Dodgers versus the Boston Red Sox. So if you watched it, you watched history in the making.
Yep.
That's all. Last thing in the news, that was probably the most genius thing I've seen on Twitter in a while. People were posting, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is the reason Ari broke up with Pete. And then you click on the link and it'll take you to a voting site where it's like, register to vote, or here's how you vote, or what do you need to go vote. And so it was to get people to vote, but people were being tricked. And I saw, I think Colin on Twitter do it with something that has to do with like Shane Dawson series. Like, oh, my thoughts on Shane Dawson series. And it was just a link to the voting. But I saw like extreme like celebrities, what's the lady who played Elaine on Seinfeld's name?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
She used to live in Montecito.
Yeah.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she did it on a Pete and Ari tweet. And
Julia Dreyfus.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
But she did it, and I was like, oh, this is getting around. I saw a lot of really famous people do it, a lot of YouTubers, a lot of just everyone on Twitter was doing it. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yep.
And Twitter really cares about voting, which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
I hope that translates to the polls.
Yes.
If you're in Texas, vote Beto. Okay. Sorry, that's just my thing. So that's it with the news. Do you want to play a game, Mom?
Sure. I don't know what you got up your sleeve today.
I don't either. Let's just play 20 questions.
Oh, gosh.
You finally understood first word last time.
Yes.
That was pretty good. That was an aha moment for you.
20 questions is pretty much 20 questions.
Well, no, you cheat on 20 questions. You don't actually count, and you do multiple questions in one.
True.
You'll ask for a color and then ask every single color and act like it was one question. All right. I've got something in my head. Go. I'm going to count for real.
A brain.
No.
Okay.
That was what you used an entire question.
Is it in this room?
She's looking. I have to look.
She's
switching. I assume it is.
Oh, she assumes. Are you faking it or you're really looking?
No, I'm actually looking. I don't see it.
Oh, man.
But I don't know if that means it's not in the room. I don't see one.
Oh, wait. Is it a decoration?
It can be.
Okay.
But it's not originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, God. 20 questions is really hard to do. Yes or no.
It's hard. It's hard.
Because there's so many gray areas in life, man.
So many. Do you have one? Oh, she's thinking.
No.
This is a tough one.
Ugh. You're at 4 questions, Mom.
Okay, so it could be a decoration.
Uh-huh.
And you thought I'd have one.
Yeah. I know you have one. I just can't see it in this room at the moment.
A vase.
No.
Okay.
There are multiple vases in my face in this room, so I don't know. You're at 5 questions. You only have 15 left, Mom.
A rocking chair.
Nope.
Ah.
You aren't asking for descriptions. You're just asking for just straight up.
Is it made out of wood?
No. See, that's a good question, though.
Okay. Then is it made out of fabric?
No.
Huh. So what's that leave? Like,
a lot of other things. A lot of other things.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this
I'm
is.
Aware. That's why you got 12 guesses left.
A coffee mug. Wait, what'd you say?
Stop! You're just asking objects. You're only going to ask 20 objects. You have to ask her descriptive things to narrow it down to certain objects.
She could say other things.
What other things? What else could you say? She's going to pee. I got to let it be, or she's going to pee.
Like what room you use it in mostly, or
oh yeah, no,
like
only
that.
Yes or no's.
Okay, so do you normally have it in the living room?
Oh, dang, it's not a yes or no question.
See?
It's,
do you use it outside?
God, these are so hard to do.
I think we should limit it to.
It originated outside.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
A pig. A potbelly pig.
Stop asking items when you have no idea what it is yet. Why would I think you had a potbelly pig in this room, but I don't see it currently? When have you ever had a potbelly pig in this room?
I wanted one. Okay. I'm just... Rachel, it was outside and now it's an inside thing.
Okay, you have 10 questions left. Usually you're really good at this game,
I'm
Mom.
Just off my
you really are.
Kilter today.
Your kilter? What's a kilter?
I don't know. Okay.
All right. You have 10 questions left.
Is
You've
it,
asked
is
very...
Is it purple?
No. God. That was a descriptive question, though. You have 9 left.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is it plastic?
No.
Oh, I was going to guess a lawn chair. Okay.
Why, again, would you have that in this room?
You never... We used to have a car van seat in this room.
We did.
My dad would couch.
Take, yeah, my dad would take the seats out of the van. All right.
I don't know.
And does that... Okay, never mind. Continue.
Outside and then in.
Yeah.
I'm just at a loss. I wish someone could help me.
It's normally outside.
Can I call a friend?
No. It's normally outside, but I have seen you bring it into this living room. I don't think I have one.
A bird feeder?
No.
No.
You have seven left. Stop asking. Describe. You got to narrow it down.
I bring things in from outside?
Yeah, you do.
My gardening gloves?
No.
No. You're getting mad at me again.
You have seven questions because you're guessing objects when you should be trying to narrow it down.
I am narrowing it down. I'm thinking about what I bring from outside to inside. A dog.
No. No.
I give up. What is it?
You gave up. You have six questions left. Okay. Are you really going to give up?
Well, only if you give me, okay, some hints. What's outside that you bring in?
A lot of things, Mom.
No. I named the things I bring in.
Don't you? Of all the things in the world, all you have brought in this life is a lawn chair, a bird feeder, and gardening gloves. Maybe a dog.
Maybe. No, the dog does come in. I just.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
A seashell.
Oh. Those are in my bathroom. Gotcha.
You did not get me at all.
You got me.
That was pretty sad. You usually do way better.
I know. I told you I'm off balance today.
Oh, dear God. All right. Let's move on to questions before you embarrass yourself anymore.
I already did. I can't get any worse.
Did you watch my live stream yesterday? I don't think you did.
You had a live stream?
Yeah. It was at like 10 o'clock at night. I farted so loud.
Rachel.
Colleen and Sammy were both watching and they thought I pooped my pants. And I did check after the live stream. It was clean. I was clean.
Oh, no.
But it was just like one of those butt flapping ones. It sounded really bad. I started laughing, crying on the live stream.
Oh, my goodness.
It was very entertaining. All right. To the questions. Allison asks, do you like Colleen or Miranda lipstick better? I personally wear the Colleen one on the daily. Daisy May. That's the one I wear. And then I think the Miranda one's... Jessica wears the Miranda one, mm-hmm. and she looks great in it. A bright red isn't my normal go-to. I like more of a nudie pink.
Mm-hmm.
But just so you know, lipsticks make great stocking stuffers.
Oh, they do.
MirandaSingsLipstick.com.
Cute containers.
Really cute.
Yeah. Great packaging.
What do you like? Do you like the Daisy May or the Miranda red?
I think they're both very pretty, very high
they're
quality.
Good lipsticks.
Good, yeah, high quality. I have worn both.
I have as well.
Yes. They're both
that
very
red
nice.
One doesn't come off.
No, it doesn't.
It's good lipstick.
I had a tiny little cut like right above my lip.
Yeah, just and it stayed there.
And the red lipstick was there like.
I love it.
Days.
Yes.
But that's okay. I giggled.
Yeah. Clara asks, have you decorated for Christmas yet? I decorated Colleen's office.
You did.
But I'm waiting for November 1st, and then I will start decorating. I have a lot of things saved on Pinterest, though. Don't think I'm not looking for my decorations. And I have definitely taken a gander at Lowe's and Home Depot.
Oh, cute. You're going to have
dogs
barking.
Dog barking. Yep. There's a dog in the distance. Oh, they are going. They're all barking. Something's going on in the neighborhood. Some dog didn't like something. Now the rest of them don't like something. When are you decorating?
We are. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe tomorrow.
You might decorate tomorrow?
We might decorate tomorrow.
Do it.
I think we will.
Monday. Decorate. Yes. Well, it's Sunday for us. So Monday when this is posted.
Yeah. I think.
Decorate, Mom.
I think I will.
Download the John Legend or Pentatonix album. Or you can just listen to Pentatonix on YouTube and just decorate.
We might.
Andy says, how do you feel about Manny Machado being on the Dodgers? If you guys don't know, he is someone who just went to the Dodgers because Corey Seager got out. He had an injury and he had to leave. I didn't really know what was going on. And someone asked me, do you like him? And I was like, I don't even know what the dirt is on him. And so they sent me a video. Thank you, Alex, for the video of just a bunch of dirty plays he's done.
Mm.
I don't like dirty players in any sport.
No.
I would not be mad if he wasn't on the Dodgers next year. I don't know. Most of the Dodgers have like some clean cut players. Like mm-hmm. Puig is entertaining, but he plays by the rules and he's not dirty.
Right.
But everyone else is just like very like we're playing this game and yeah. Manny just is dirty and I don't like it. Mm. I talked to my dad about it. I don't like dirty players in basketball. No. I know who the dirty players are.
Yeah.
And I don't like them.
Nope.
It just play by the rules and don't let your anger of defeat get the best of you.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's childish. I hate when people do things out of spite or vengeance.
Not cool.
It's not cool. So while I'm rooting for the Dodgers, and I hope Manny does well just for the benefit of the Dodgers,
mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate the dirtiness.
No.
And Don't need it. We're at the Dodgers is actually currently on, and I'm watching it out of the side of my
eye. You are?
I am.
Oh, man. I'm missing it.
The Boston has two. LA Dodgers have zero. Yeah. People ask me to talk about the World Series more, but it's probably going to be over by the time this is posted.
Probably.
Yes. Olivia asked if there's any more info on Colleen's baby. Not
nope.
really. It's happy and healthy. Well, we don't know if it's happy. I'm sure it's happy.
Hoppy. It's happy.
It's hoppy.
It is hoppy.
It
she
is
tells
hoppy.
Me
that thing is trying
in.
To punch its way yeah. out. But he's happy at the moment. They're mm-hmm. healthy. And yeah. the third trimester that she's in is the third trimester, and it's been her easiest.
Yeah.
So everything's going good on that end, as far as I know, unless she's lying to us.
His room's about ready. It's
yeah.
pretty ready. It's cute.
Well, his room's ready. She just
it
hasn't
is.
Posted
it's cute.
About it yet.
Yeah.
Because I think Mr. Kate did a mm-hmm. room makeover for her, and that's being posted on Mr. Kate's channel, and then Colleen will be able to show you guys.
It's adorable.
It is adorable. Yeah. It's very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie says, or asks, did your school put up Christmas decorations? Mine didn't, that I can remember.
No.
I know.
No. I'm trying to think back.
No.
Uh-uh.
Nah. Well,
nah.
I...
It was about the time when they were saying you can't celebrate this or can't celebrate that.
In public schools?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's when the...
I'm trying to even think if my private...
Tiny
schools did it. They might have put up a
the
wreath.
The one you went to probably did not.
I think my college put up a wreath.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't really feel affected by it because our house was always so decorated,
right?
That I'd come home and just be like, Christmas. Willie Double G asks, are any out of all the people in your family, who's the biggest perfectionist? I'm gonna say for work related things, Colleen.
Yeah.
Yes. If she's doing something work related,
yes.
or just baking something, she's a perfectionist. She's the messiest, I think. She's the messiest person, but the biggest perfectionist.
Yes.
I like, yeah, because I'm like, yeah, things have a little, it's okay. Yeah. They're not perfect. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm more of like, I'm kind of a loosey goosey kind of person. And Colleen's like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
And I just don't care. Yeah. I've learned to let go. I think
I'm a perfectionist. I was for a long, long time. But got to the point of,
it stresses you out too much in the end.
It does stress me out.
I don't like being stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Colleen, even though, because I always think of perfectionists as very clean.
Oh, no.
And organized.
No, not true.
It's not true in the slightest.
Not true.
It's just when they present something, they need it perfectly presented. So that would be Colleen. Tilly asks, breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah. Very light breakfast.
Yeah. It, like, if I have too much coffee, then I have to eat something.
Yeah.
Like, I ate a half a bagel yesterday because I had 3 cups of coffee. And I was like, oh, I should eat something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Last question we have today is asked, why did Blaze have a twig in his butthole? So, if you don't follow my Twitter, at Miss R Baller, you should.
Good question.
Yeah. It was a twig / like, blade of grass thing. I didn't really examine it. He eats a lot of stuff. When he was a baby, he ate rocks.
Oh,
he ate all of this stuff. And he's very much limited himself. He doesn't chew on stuff in the house anymore. He only eats what he's given. But he will eat twigs and grass still.
Yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't chew them all the way and they don't get digested all the way. So when he poops, if it's a really long twig or blade of grass or straw or something, it doesn't come all the way out. And it gets stuck halfway
Rachel.
In, halfway out. And... you're not supposed to pull it out, but like, what am I going to do? Drive him to the vet while he's trying to scrape his butt on the ground? So I had to put a plastic bag in my hand. I was on a walk with him and I put a plastic bag in my hand and I just had to pull out the rest of his twig
stuff,
grass, poo. Yeah. And then, his butt has been red today.
It is red.
Yeah.
That was some strong grass.
It was. I think I hurt his little tushy.
Well.
Poor little man. But that's it. Did you have anything to add today?
I don't
see anything on the internet.
Besides
your profile picture?
No, I'm going to vlog this week for you.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
Will you? Okay, yeah.
From sunup to sundown.
When do you want to do it?
Probably Tuesday.
You're going to vlog Tuesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday? All right.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. That's going to be great.
From the moment I wake up.
Will you vlog in bed as your eyes open?
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Rachel vlogs on YouTube. I'm gonna have a full vlog of just my mother. I am so excited.
I can't wait to see how you edit it.
Oh, it's going to be great. I will spend more time editing this vlog than any of all of my vlogs combined, because I don't put much effort into my vlog editing. Sorry. Wow. I should, but it's my life. I don't know how much you want me to edit out. What do I do?
Well, just make it more entertaining than it actually is.
Oh, it's
going to
be so entertaining.
It's gonna have chickens and crows and dogs.
I might have a daily, because I'm gonna do Vlogmas. If you enjoy it, I might have you do one day a week for me.
Okay.
It would be fantastic.
If it does good.
It'll be the best series I've ever done in my life.
Goodness.
All right. Well, that's gonna be it for today. We're going to head out because I think my dad is about to bring me food, and we're gonna watch the World Series. It might be the last game. It might not be.
It's not either. Rachel, do not
listen,
say that.
I, as much as I'm rooting for the Dodgers are my team, I don't think they're going to win. The Boston Red Sox have been fantastic this year.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to win. But Dodgers just got a home run, by the way.
Whoa, I missed it. Who did it?
Freeze did. So okay. Anyway, but I believe that I think it's so sad when a team wins like the World Series or something like that and they're not home.
Oh,
it's so sad. And I feel like the Dodgers should win tonight just so that the Boston Red Sox can win at home. Like, that's just how I feel. Because there's so many times when I watch so much sports that they never win when they're, like, I've seen the Cavaliers win at Golden State. And I'm like, that is so sad.
I would think the odds would be that they'd win more on their home turf.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah. Usually, but when it happens to a team, I'm like, everyone around you is so sad.
Yes.
And you're just, I'm like, you should be celebrating with your people.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, I hope the Dodgers win the whole thing.
I hope so.
That would be fantastic. My father deserves that. He has been watching the Dodgers for so long. He deserves it. He deserves the win. But I think it would just be great for everybody if the Dodgers won and then the Boston Reds, we got played again Boston. That's all. All right. We love you guys.
See you next time. On all things internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.